You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Jaguar fans? On a Thursday, this is Locked On Jaguars, and I'm Tony Wiggins, as usual, bringing you the Locked On Jaguars podcast with your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm going to get to some stories real quick. The Jaguars had a big presser today, a big release of the plans and the rendition of their standalone football facility, as well as the Four Seasons, the five-star hotel that they want to put on the river downtown, and a lot of big stuff with that. Huge. And it's also a very confident building for a fan base that has kind of seen this before around here. So we'll get to that. I got to tell you, though, it's brought to you today by the Peacock and Williamson podcast here on Locked On Jaguars, on the Locked On Podcast Network, rather. Peacock and Williamson, let it go every day, man, Monday through Friday, and give you all the information from around the NFL. From a serious analytical as well as a former scout's perspective, Brian Peacock is an NFL analyst who knows his stuff. And Matt Williamson, of course, is the former scout that teams with Brian and does a very, very good job at that and giving you a perspective that no one else can. So that's the Peacock and Williamson podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And that's every single day, Monday through Friday. Lots of stuff to talk about the facility. I think the fans that have braved through so many other renditions in the past, I really believe now that they're going to be happy with this. And I think it bodes well and may start to end some of those discussions about whether or not Jacksonville wants to move this franchise to London and all of that stuff. Maybe some of that will go away when you see the level of commitment from Shaq Khan in the Jaguars organization. So we'll talk about that some in the first segment. Second segment, big practice today. With OTAs, Trevor Lawrence was on fire. News from the ground was that Trevor barely missed anybody. And, yes, he threw a bunch of passes to the tight end. O'Shaughnessy, my man O'Shaughnessy, is back from his knee injury. He caught a lot of passes down the middle, as well as even one or two to Tim Tebow. But Trevor was humming it today, and Urban Meyer even said he let go some bombs today, and it looked really nice. In the third segment, some transparency from Urban and how he feels about some players. We discussed that in the past, too. We were wondering, how does Urban Meyer feel about some guys? Well, he gave some very constructive criticism to a few players or a couple of players, and there hasn't been any resistance. But then he mentioned a couple alpha dogs, and he mentioned James Robinson. And I think that last one's big because folks just assumed that because they drafted Travis Etienne that for some reason – Urban didn't really have a lot of favor for James. And now you know that's not true with the words that he let go today. So we'll talk about that. But back to our first segment where we talk about the plans for the Jaguars to build a standalone football facility. I saw the rendition of it. Unreal. Unreal facility with concession stands, two outdoor football fields, one indoor football field. You have bleachers for the fans. It has offices, weight rooms, cafes, and all of that stuff. So right now, for those that don't know, if you're not familiar with the Jags organization, they do everything within the confines of the stadium. They practice at two different places. One, they have an indoor facility, which is toward the south end zone. And then they have it's just an indoor practice field. And then they have another area that has three practice fields on it on the northwest side of the stadium. Well, where that northwest side of the stadium is located, this is where they're going to put or hope to put the standalone facility. And it's outstanding. Their weight rooms and all of that stuff will also be in this facility. Right now, their weight rooms are in the confines of the stadium where they play. The offices, you just walk through the hallways and there's all of the – there's all of the football facilities. There's the weight rooms. there. Y'all got to bear with me, man. I got something going on with my sinuses and my throat is bothering me. So bear with me. I'm not going to edit it out. You're getting it raw. So within the stadium, like, under the concourses, that's where all the Jaguars things that they need from an operational standpoint exist. The offices, the football operations, the weight rooms, all of that stuff. Well, under this new plan, that's going to be a standalone facility that's separate from the stadium. Why is this important? Because another part of this plan that includes a five-star hotel, the only five-star hotel that would exist in Jacksonville, as well as other retail and improvements on what is now the Shipyards, which is on the St. John's River. A part of this plan is to do stadium renovations, not to build an entire new stadium, but to do stadium renovations. If they're going to do these renovations, they're going to need a place, a standalone place, to practice and house the team. This is a way for this to happen. If they build this standalone facility first, they'll have the capability to house the team and have the practices and the weight rooms that are currently now in the regular stadium. They'll be able to do this and be able to keep the team here while they're making the renovations to the stadium that will be I've seen estimates from between $400 and $600 million. With the standalone facility, Mark Lampe made it very clear that would mean the team would be able to stay here and not have to go play somewhere else, like, I guess, Gainesville or Tallahassee, and play their home games. That these guys will be able to stay here. They'll be able to play the 8 or 9 home games, whichever one it'll be. They'll be able to stay here and play those games with a full capacity crowd more than likely. Unless at some point we find out that they're going to do half the stadium, and then when they finish that half, do the other half, and they'll only be half capacity. I don't know how they're thinking about doing that, but the team would not have to leave the city. I would guess if they get this passed, they'll start this next year, and the team wouldn't have to leave. The team will have their standalone facility where they report to every day. So big news for Jacksonville. It shows a commitment that this team isn't going anywhere, and gone are the days of talking about viability. I think it's a relief for the fans, and I think it feels good for the fans because now the fans can just go out and support the team without having to constantly answer the questions about this team not being here. I think when you see a commitment like this, you realize that the Jaguars as a whole are committed to this city and they're committed to the improvement of the areas around the stadium. So that would mean that they're probably not going anywhere. So that's one of the byproducts of getting this done outside of the fact that it needs to be done anyway, and it makes the Jaguars formidable when it comes to – Urban Meyer calls it he says he works the players real hard, so you also need to take care of them, and this is a way that you take care of the players. All right, so the second segment we'll talk about practices, what we saw from Trevor Lawrence, and how that probably sends a sigh of relief to guys as well. And we'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. I got to tell you first about Credit Karma, man, because Credit Karma has always been there to help you make better financial decisions, and now they want to help you even more with a Credit Karma money spend account. You can be rewarded for good money habits. That's right. I mean, who doesn't want instant gratification if you're looking for satisfaction? There's no need to wait. With Credit Karma money, you can win cash reimbursements for debit purchases. When you use the Credit Karma Money debit card, you can win daily Instant Karma purchases and reimbursements for those purchases on items up to $5,000. Just pay with your credit card, and if you win, you'll be notified on the spot, and your Instant Karma cash will be added to your spend account. That's right. You're going to win actual cash reimbursements for the purchases that you make. And right now, visit creditkarma.com/winmoney to open your free account and start winning Instant Karma. Go to creditkarma.com, win money, to sign up for a free start at winning Instant Karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. No purchase necessary. Exclusions and terms apply. See rules. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated, member FDIC. A maximum balance and transfer limits do apply. I also want to tell you guys about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is the best place to buy your parts and accessories for your vehicle. It doesn't matter what the make or model of that vehicle is, you can bet your bottom dollar that you can find them at rockauto.com. And not only can you find them, but you can find them at a really, really good price, the same price that the professionals pay. That's what you're going to pay. So no need for you to have to go stand in a chain store and answer questions that you don't really know the answers to, while somebody pokes around in the back or even sometimes drives off to go get your part from a warehouse, when you can just go to rockauto.com on your laptop or on your mobile device, and they'll send them right to your house. That's right. And when you do now, if you go on the site, they're going to ask you, how did you hear about us? I want you to put "locked on" in that box so that they know that we sent you to rockauto.com. Been in business for over 2 decades, and I'm telling you, I've never heard one complaint. In fact, to the contrary, all I heard was people that were very, very satisfied and happy with rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com for all your parts and accessories for your vehicles. Okay, man, working on the second segment here today, we'll talk about Trevor Lawrence. We talked so much about Trevor Lawrence on the field last week, where he struggled a little bit, and it seemed like the whole world started just panicking and going in, and anybody that had any sort of belief or narrative that, well, this kid isn't as good, he's not a once-in-a-lifetime guy, and maybe they should have looked at somebody else, and they came out of the woodwork. I'm going to tell you, they all came out of the woodwork last week, and it was just all about, his mechanics were wrong, which may have been a fair assessment. But once you say anything negative, then the people that are looking for negativity, boy, they seem to come out of the woodwork. Well, it's all good stuff today, because I saw some reports from our technical partner, Mee O'Brien, from First Coast News here in Jacksonville at WTLV, that Trevor Lawrence was absolutely lighting it up. And he was throwing the ball. Of course, it's in a sort of a 7-on-7 situation, but the ball pops out of his hand and he's throwing it to the tight end, James O'Shaughnessy. He's throwing it to the receivers. He's taking command of the team. There was no Gardner Minshew there today, by the way. But Trevor Lawrence looked so good that Urban Meyer said, hey, man, the dude was dropping bombs. And when your coach comes out and says something like that, I know he had to be extremely happy. And you guys got to understand, too, that it had been a while since Trevor was really in a groove throwing, because after he threw for the private pro day workout, he went and had surgery on his non-throwing shoulder. Sometimes it takes a minute for a guy to get his rhythm and get back in and get his timing down. Well, it appears that he got it today, because he was absolutely letting that ball just absolutely rip. And I think that's what you got to get used to. What you got to get used to is, and I said this last week, practice is practice, and practice is where guys work on stuff. So if you happen to be privy to see the practice, understand you're watching a guy work the kinks out. You're watching a guy actually, he's trying to improve. That's not the finished product. Let's call it practice for a reason. And that's exactly what you got today with Trevor Lawrence. He actually played well. So we can't go too far the other way either. We can't just go ahead and jump out there and jump out the window and say, well, now he's ready to go. And nah, it's a process. It's an absolute process. But it was good to hear today that Trevor Lawrence played well, that he allowed the ball to pop out of his hand, and that everybody saw it. There were players. There wasn't no crowds there other than the few media selects or selected media that was there. But I'm reading where there were oohs and ahs when this guy let the ball go. So that bodes better for me, because the players aren't grandstanding when they do that. When you get an NFL player, when you get a guy who's been around football his entire life saying ooh and ah, and it's a whole bunch of them, well, that means they're saying things that are sort of an outlier as to what they're normally able to see. So kudos to him today, and that's good for the Jaguars, and maybe that'll cause some of the narratives that are out there about, the way things are going and the way things are conducted in practice. It'll get rid of some of those narratives that maybe, that maybe there's more to work on than meets the eye. So good day for Trevor Lawrence, and all around a good day for the Jaguars, a good day for the wide receivers too. And what we're going to discuss further, Urban actually talked about names and guys in particular. Interesting comments about James Robinson. Interesting comments about DJ Chark. Real interesting comments about Miles Jack and Josh Allen. So those are the incumbent players that were on this roster. So many people have talked about all the new people on this roster. The guys that were here last year, the guys that were chosen by the previous regime, that we all think can be the team leaders. Well, now you're going to hear Urban Meyer. You're going to hear me tell you what he actually said. I'm going to paraphrase it, and I may even drop a clip tomorrow if I get the clip from the press conference. We're going to talk about what Urban Meyer actually said about those incumbents, because now you get a chance to know exactly how he feels and not really want to speculate about it. We'll do that in the third and final segment here on a Thursday here on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about betonline.ag, man, betonline.ag is the fastest and easiest way for you to bet on all of your sports action. And that NBA is something else right now. It is hot and heavy. And if you can catch that right while these teams are fighting for playoffs, man, it's better. To me, it's always better when teams have a lot on the line and it's easier for you to figure it out, because you can kind of measure the desperation in the teams, and it allows you to be able to make some smart wagers. So before the next tip-off or even the next pitch in baseball, if you go over to BetOnline on your laptop or your mobile device and check out all the latest sporting news and sign-up bonuses and contact information, you're going to be absolutely thrilled with what you see. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your last chance to get in. Not your last chance, but it might as well be your last chance if you want to catch these games tonight, to get in the game as teams prep for their runs late in the season. So head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. But you have to use the promo code Locked On. That's BetOnline. It's your online sportsbook experts. It's where I go, and it's where you need to go if you want to use your brain and your money to create more money. You can do it at BetOnline.ag. All right, segment three here on Locked On Jaguars on a Thursday. Some player mentions today in the press conference after practice by Urban Meyer. And I'll give you some of the good. And nothing is bad. Some of it is very, very constructive, and I think it's a good thing. The good thing is this. Urban said that no player has resisted anything that he's told them in order to help them get better and improve. So that's the good thing. DJ Chark. He talked to DJ Chark today. He talked about DJ Chark today. He said that he informed DJ Chark that he didn't play well last year and that he was a big guy who played like a little guy. DJ Chark himself even acknowledged that, and he repeated those sentiments. And he says he loves talking to coach, and he loves the constructive criticism. And Chark responded by gaining 7 pounds of muscle. So now he doesn't want to be a big guy who people think plays small, especially now he's in a contract year. But DJ Chark has always struck me as the kind of guy who wants to get better. And I used to talk about his body language when things wasn't going his way last year. Where he so much has admitted today that the circumstances around the team, he let it affect his performance. And I'm just going to guess that what he means when he says that is the circumstances surrounding the fact that the ball wasn't where he wanted it to be or where it was supposed to be, he allowed it to affect him. And Urban has pretty much said that can't happen. And I love the fact that you get a coach who's openly critical of these guys and gives them constructive criticism, but then kind of equips them and tells them the things that they need to do to get better. And then the player has to embrace it. And I think, obviously, with the way that DJ responded, he has embraced it. That's how you're going to improve, man. Tell me what I need to do better, and I'll do it. Don't beat around the bush. You don't have to sugarcoat anything. I'm going to remind you guys of something. Remember how they used to always talk good about Blake Bortles in the past, and how they always talked good about Luke Jokel in the past, and how they always talked good about Taven Bryan in the past? No one said that those guys shouldn't improve or shouldn't get better. It seemed to me that they used to talk more trash about the guys who were good players. And, you know, it's almost like handling PR, and they had to discuss things about, instead of talking about the guys who weren't playing well and just telling them they weren't playing well. There's nothing that makes you lose credibility anymore. Imagine, I don't know if anybody's ever been in a situation, but if you were one, say you had four or five brothers and sisters, and you had your stuff together and your other brothers and sisters didn't, and your parent got on you more than they got on them, and then they use the excuse, well, our expectations are higher. No, there's nothing that'll take your morale away. quicker. And I've noticed this just from situations that I've seen. Nothing's going to make people lose more confidence in you, and you're not holding other people accountable. So why are you holding me? Why are you trying to go over the top and hold me accountable? And I do think that it's refreshing. A couple of other notes from some players that Urban Meyer spoke on. He said that Miles Jack is an alpha. This is what I've been telling y'all ever since the season ended. I actually think he's their best defensive player. He says Miles Jack is an alpha. Something else that he said is something that I noticed in the past. He said Miles actually needed to lose some weight, and he's done it. Some of us in the media have noticed that Miles was a little thicker than you thought in the past. Had a little baby roll here or a baby roll there. Not under this watch you won't. And guess what? He responded. You never, ever can doubt the fact that athletes will respond to what coaches say. And that's a form of leadership. If it's constructive, and if you're going to help them, and if they believe you're trying to help them, no matter what their contract is, they will listen. A veteran like Miles Jack, who Urban says is the alpha, who also said he's a little chunky, Miles responded by losing the weight. Urban Meyer also said that Josh Allen is one of those guys. And he said this, and this is something else that you've heard here on Locked On Jaguars, that Miles Jack and Josh Allen need to be who Miles Jack and Josh Allen are. For them to be good. Haven't you heard that before? That those two guys are player A and player B as far as, or one and one A as far as who's the best players on this defense are. And those guys need to step up. Another piece of good news. Urban Meyer said James Robinson is one of his favorite players on the team. And there's nothing better than hearing that if you're James Robinson, especially when they just used the first-round pick on a running back. This kid's role, while he won't be maybe the workhorse that he was last year, he has a role on this team, a strong role on this team. And I think he's solidified based on his work ethic and what Urban has seen on tape. You can love Travis Etienne, but also still remember that they have James Robinson too. It is going to be a team that now, for as many people as that complained about it, I actually think that area is a strength on this team. So the one thing that Urban, the two things that he talked about, or the three, let me make this clear. The three things he discussed outside of the quarterback position was he wanted the running back room to get better. The secondary needed to be revamped, and the defensive line needed to be one that had enough people to be in the top fourth in the league, and he's done that. The tight end position hasn't really been worked out yet, but I think O'Shaughnessy's going to play better than a lot of people think, and it doesn't seem like they're in too big of a hurry or think it's too much of a priority to address that position. So kudos to Urban Meyer for being transparent in the fact that he openly discussed the roles of certain players and how certain players are going to have to be. But also a little bit of relief to you guys. He's not forgetting about the guys that are already here and just focusing on, quote unquote, his guys. Urban believes that once you sign on to be the coach, they're all his guys. And this is also your podcast here if you're a Jaguar fan, because we do it Monday through Friday, and it's your team every day. And you can subscribe on the Odyssey app to get it. But you can also listen to Locked On Today, the podcast by Peter Bukowski, which is a fast, hard-hitting show every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, where you're going to get 20 fast minutes of all the biggest stories in sports. And you're going to get it while you're driving to work or when you get up in the morning. And it's the use of local experts, so you know you're getting the information from people that are in the know. It's the Locked On Today podcast with Peter Bukowski on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. All right, man, we're going to give it to you. You got one more day. We'll bring you back tomorrow. Hopefully, if I can get some clips from the press conference, I'll drop some of those in here for you to have for your listening pleasure for the weekend. But until then, it's your man Tony Wiggins with another episode of Locked On Jaguars. Take care.